Mr. Stair, you sound very distraught this morning. Please, please don't give up on your delivery of the greatest message mankind will ever receive. Think back to the times of John the Baptist as he was ridiculed, scoffed, condemned, and ultimately murdered because of his faith and lack of respect for the authorities. The message needs to be delivered right up to the very end. People are listening. That's what I try to tell you. This is the beginning of the end. Yesterday, an airline was landed, Delta flight from Seattle, because a person on board was quoting scripture. Since when did the quotation of scripture become a life-threatening risk? It's so obvious what is happening in our society. Only the strong like yourself can stay at the forefront bringing the message of the second coming to the world. The unbeliever would love to have no opposition and make the weak rely on them for salvation. We believers know that there is only one way to salvation. It doesn't involve any government, so-called authority. It involves the Lord and Savior, and there's only one. Thank you for your message. I listen for hours on the Internet. I listen daily. Please don't lose faith. Not everyone gets the calling to spread the word. I'm a true believer, but I'm not a deliverer of the message. I simply have not received the calling you have, and it's been difficult for you. Don't give up the fight. You are alone. I'm not giving up the fight. I'm just bringing this confrontation with hell to an end. It's just that simple. I've had to deal with the spirit on this farm, among my own family, out of my own beloved, our resistance. I have seen the Judas, the betrayer, the denier. And it's time it comes to an end. And so we will just give God an opportunity by Him doing what I cannot do. They don't hear me. They don't respect me. They don't give any authority to me. They take it all. My hair has been cut. And I, like I said to the brothers, I know I'm not going to be like Samson. I know my strength is gone. So it's time for me to decrease. And with God's wanting me to be restored, then let Him do the restoring. I can't do it, and I won't do it. And that's all there is to it. Father, into Thy hands I commend my spirit. I preached for years that the end is coming, the end of America, the end of money, the end of churches, the end of the world, and the beginning of that end is profoundly being enhanced today. We'll start it by bringing even this ministry to an end.
Chapter 16. Again the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abominations, and say, Thus saith the Lord God unto Jerusalem,